From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens wounded in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabongari. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. 9 people in the United States and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. More than 20 other individuals and companies face related civil complaints. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
For more than 5 years, hackers largely operating in Ukraine repeatedly penetrated the networks and servers of MarketWired, PR Newswire, and BusinessWire, 3 of the leading companies that provide those news release services.
Authorities say the hackers stole financial and other information from the companies that publish press releases. China's tightly controlled currency, the yuan, saw its biggest drop in 2 decades on Tuesday. Bill Ide takes a look.
The value of the Chinese yuan has been gradually rising for a decade, and Tuesday's fall was its biggest slide since 1994. The 1.99% slide, just shy of its daily up or down limit of 2%, comes just 2 days after China announced that exports had once again fallen, contracting in July more than 8% from the previous year. China is seeking to get the International Monetary Fund to add the yuan to its special drawing rights, a reserve of currencies that includes the U.S. dollar, euro, Japanese yen, and British pound. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
And for more information on that and other stories, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Billionaire Donald Trump may have taken some hits in last week's Republican presidential debate, but so far, it doesn't appear to be hurting him in the polls. The latest Reuters Ipsos national poll found Trump holding steady at the top of the Republican field with 24%. The candidate spoke to reporters today.
I can only go by the polls. The people that we're dealing with and whatever's happened, it is what it is. You just look at the results.
Donald Trump. The United Nations Special Envoy to Libya is urging the country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of this month. Bernardino Leon would like the parties to endorse it by early September.
What Libya is facing now is deeper chaos and division of the country. So I hope all the Libyan actors will be wise to avoid this scenario, to expedite the talks, and to reach an agreement very soon.
Leon issued the appeal in Geneva at the start of a new round of Libyan peace talks. Greece and its creditors have agreed in principle on broad terms of a new 3-year bailout. Some details of the plan were yet to be finalized on Tuesday. The European Commission spokeswoman who is mediating the talks confirmed the progress on what is expected to be a $94 billion package. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday, including elimination of the largely symbolic offices of 3 vice presidents and 3 deputy prime ministers. Mr. Abadi's plan also calls for ending party and sectarian quotas when choosing officials. Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Dutch prosecutors said in a statement Tuesday that a team of investigators is examining several parts, possibly originating from a surface-to-air missile. The United Nations says thousands of native Somalis are returning from Yemen despite a serious humanitarian crisis at home. The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday that nearly 29,000 people have arrived in Somalia from Yemen since March, with more expected in coming months. Turkey's military says its warplanes launched airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets Tuesday in southeastern Turkey. A statement said the strikes focused on the Kurdistan Workers' Party in Hakkari province, which borders Iraq and Iran. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.